In this bulletin, record COVID-19 tallies in New South Wales and Victoria. Preparations continue for Archbishop Desmond Tutu's funeral service. And in sport, a jury considering a request from Celestial to re-examine the protests which cost the Yacht Line honours in the Sydney to Hobart race. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has recorded another 22,577 COVID-19 cases and 4 deaths as the state's huge outbreak continues to surge. 901 people are in hospital and 79 are in intensive care. Some 93.6% of adult residents have now had 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, while the 12 to 15-year-old age bracket has moved to 78.2%, having received 2 doses. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet is urging residents to make getting a booster shot a New Year's resolution.
This will be key to build on our success over the last 18 months. Building on that success of the high vaccination program, our next wave of success will be based on that strong booster campaign. We believe just in our own centres, as we head into mid-January, and we'll be administering around 300,000 booster shots per week.
Another 7,444 COVID-19 infections were recorded in Victoria for the final day of 2021, starting the new year with another pandemic record. Another 9 people have died with the virus and there are a total of 451 people in hospital. It comes as the first release of public health advice under the state government's controversial pandemic legislation shows the state government chose not to follow public health advice before the holiday season. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton advocated for reintroducing density limits and banning indoor dance floors. But Victoria's Government Minister Ben Carroll says the government decided against the advice.
Professor Sutton's advice was considered and based on the needs of the community and the decisions that are coming out of National Cabinet, it was decided that we didn't need to have density limits reintroduced.
Another 2,100 COVID-19 cases have been recorded in South Australia as the Omicron variant spreads. The virus is also appearing in vulnerable communities and prisons. Premier Stephen Marshall says a worker at a Port Augusta sobering up clinic was found to have the virus after increased detections in wastewater.
We're now working out a way to get those close contacts into the most supported, safe accommodation so that we can tend to their health needs. So we're considering all and every option, and it's quite possible that cohort will need to come down to Adelaide to be closer to our hospital here.
3 residents at the clinic have also returned positive test results. The world's largest free trade agreement signed by 15 Asia-Pacific countries has taken effect after more than a decade of negotiations. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership came into force on Saturday for Australia, Brunei, Cambodia, China, Japan, Laos, New Zealand, Singapore, Thailand and Vietnam, with other countries to follow. With streamlined rules, businesses will have greater flexibility for preferential market access benefits and be able to take advantage of regional supply chains. The city of Cape Town is lighting up purple in honour of Archbishop Desmond Tutu ahead of his New Year's Day state funeral. With COVID-19 restrictions beginning to ease in South Africa, people were able to gather to see the City Hall building lit up with purple light. Cape Town resident Werner Vermeulen stopped to take a photo of his family in front of the display.
Yeah, the arts was really a true politician, a true Christian, one for all for the people. He believed in justice, he believed in freedom for all, and he've got all the rights of all the people. Woman, doesn't matter whether you're gay or lesbian, he was a righteous man and a true hero.
An international jury is considering a request from Celestial to re-examine the protests which cost the yacht overall honours in the Sydney to Hobart race. Ichiban was on Friday presented with the Tattersall Cup after rival Celestial copped a 40-minute penalty for breaching race rules, relegating it to second in the overall standings. After a lengthy hearing, the jury ruled on Friday that Celestial had breached race rules which stipulate competitors must keep a continuous watch for radio contact. It found a personal locator beacon on Celestial was accidentally set off on Monday night in Bass Strait, which prompted the Australian Maritime Safety Authority to alert the race committee. And now for the weather on Sunday. Perth, sunny 33. Adelaide, mostly sunny 29. Melbourne, much the same 28. Hobart, showers 22. Canberra, mostly sunny 33. Wollongong, similar conditions and 28. Sydney, mostly sunny 30. Newcastle, also sunny 31. Brisbane, a possible shower 30. Cairns, a likely shower 35. And Darwin, a possible storm 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.